For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. Local industry leaders say the government needs to learn more about the way their businesses operate. Nicole Irwin has more.
We're here to listen and learn.
That's Kentucky's 1st District Congressman James Comer, who's flanked by Congressman David Kustoff from Tennessee and Jason Smith of Missouri. The three congressmen represent districts that border major inland waterway systems in the region. They fielded questions and comments largely about a push toward public-private partnerships to pay for the inland waterway system infrastructure projects. Dan Mecklenburg with Ingram Barge Company says the P3 system would move business off the water and to the rail.
I don't think we would survive giving a system that's privately run and charging tolls and blockage fees.
Mecklenburg suggests the government use funds from hydropower generation at the 21 locks within the inland navigation system to fund projects. The congressmen say the window to get things done is closing. Due to party line voting, they plan to introduce portions of the infrastructure bill for approval rather than pushing the proposed legislation as a whole. I'm Nicole Irwin in Paducah.